Hello and welcome to the Final Fantasy Spectacular of the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 7th, 2008.
And it is spectacular.
Is this our first show of 2008?
It is. Yeah.
How's that work? Oh, I guess 7th. So the last one's on the 31st?
That's right.
Okay, I see how it works now. So let's go with the rundown here. We're going to start out with news, right? Do you have news?
I have news.
Good news?
Yeah.
Got some bad news?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about what we've been playing, switching up the format a little bit. And Final Fantasy XI is a part of that for both of us.
There's still Final Fantasy Adventures.
Yeah,
that's
great. Right. That's right. And then, in lieu of the best ever, we're going to have the first annual Mike Minotti Final Fantasy Awards.
I'm excited.
That's right.
I'm curious.
I have categories for best combat, best score, best story, and the coveted best game award.
Ooh.
I know. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to name the nominees, then you have to guess which one it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I love making you guess. That's always fun. Then we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases and the weekly game releases, the 411 on 411, and you're going to pop that up there so we can do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, we're recording the show a little differently.
We have new equipment, and I'm very excited about it.
Yes, you have been very excited.
We're now recording on the Eurorack UB-802.
The what?
It's called the Eurorack UB-802.
The Eurorack?
It is a 6-input mixing board device with 2 XLR Phantom power ports.
It sounds like it sounds like a torture device. The Eurorack. Okay.
Then it's even cooler.
Yeah, sure. Who names things that they're torture devices? Certainly not my favorite band. All right, why don't you do the news then?
Okay. Let's see. First and foremost, with the impending release of Smash Brothers, I find this strange, but according to Go Nintendo, they found out Nintendo will stop shipping the Wavebirds. So whatever's left on shelves, I guess that's it. And since the Wavebird, or the GameCube controller, as it is compatible with Brawl, the Wavebird would be a good choice for that. And if you don't want to buy classic controllers, so grab them.
They're still making the regular controllers.
Yes, regular GameCube controller still in production.
You should just get one of those, I think. You need the Rumble for Brawl.
I'm just going to use the classic controller.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to use the GameCube controller?
I like the buttons better on the classic controller. And I like the D-pad, and I think Smash Bros. Is more of a D-pad game for me.
Wow, you are wrong. That's why you are a subpar player.
Well, I'll experiment. How's that?
I know you like to experiment, especially with guys and their wings.
What the hell are you talking about? Okay, Buckler has the lead.
No.
Just playing to him.
No, I'm not. It's great stuff.
Oh, brother.
I'll keep going. Keep going.
Here, I'm going to say something that's going to piss you off.
Oh, no.
The February issue of the official Xbox magazine will feature 3 exclusive Rock Band tracks.
Ah, no. You got me.
Uh-huh.
Rock Band, though. Aren't they really horrible songs?
Yeah, these tracks are Sprode by Freeze Pop, and the O in Sprode has a little line through it.
What's that signify?
I don't know. Shake by Count Zero and Rock Rebellion by Bang Camaro. So if it was 3 songs I like ever actually heard of, I might give a shit, but
yeah,
as it stands, not really. But I mean, it's nice.
I guess.
Sure. Now, this is nice. According to a survey on the Asian PlayStation website, the PlayStation Store might start offering a subscription service like GameTap that would basically be pay a flat fee per month and get access to all the content on the store. In the survey, the question was, which of the following offer from PlayStation Store or PC that you find it, appealing? That's weird wording. And one of the choices was monthly prescription plan, 1 price for unlimited download. So if they did that, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think people are getting too excited, though. It's just a survey.
Yeah, but
I mean, you know, they survey a lot of things.
Possibilities there. And maybe now if people express enough interest in it, it'll happen.
Maybe.
I just got my train of thought screwed up. Anyway, resuming. An Uncharted sequel has been confirmed in an interview with French news channel TF1. They were speaking with Naughty Dog co-president Christopher Balestra, and he had this to say. After all, we're soon going to start working at the sequel. For that, we need to sit back for a while and look at the game from a different perspective in order to see in which direction we're going to push it. But the world is there, it's rich, so there's plenty of space for a new passionate title, even better than the first one.
I'd like for him to say, I'm not sure if it's going to be as good as the first one.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if we can do it.
You know, it'll be pretty good. You'll still like it. But, you know, good news for me. Maybe not good news for Jax fans.
They are doing a Jax game, I think.
Really?
I thought I heard that somewhere.
No, I never heard that. There's
a rumor, at least.
If you say so.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, so Xbox Live is still kind of acting wonky. And we got word from Mark Whitten. His title is the general manager of Xbox Live, gamertag Notwen. But he sent out a letter to Xbox Live members via Major Nelson's blog. I have the whole letter. I'm not going to read it. The long and short of it is they apologize for all the problems, and we're getting a free Xbox Live arcade game. Details to follow this week. Hopefully you get like a pick of some games, not just a game, because like, what if it's a game everybody has? And so we'll see what happens with that. Stop watching American Gladiators.
Wait a second. This is amazing. They're like doing like they're like.
Well, didn't you ever watch this? It's the same thing from before.
Yeah, I was really little then.
It's still showing USA.
It's pretty exciting. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, Xbox Live's been verklempt lately.
Yeah, you had the problems with. Well, you got your new Xbox this past week.
Yeah, it was a broken one. It was really annoying. I had to buy a new Xbox. First off, I get the arcade SKU because it's the cheapest one. And they have to make me feel as lame as possible. I mean, there's all these people, like, dancing and, like, having a party on the front of it. Like, yeah, this fits my lifestyle. Then, like, I look on the back, and the games they advertise for it, it's like Harry Potter and, like, Lego Star Wars. Like, oh,
seen
my
it.
God. And then, like...
And it has the plastic disc drive cover instead of the faux chrome, just to remind you.
Just to remind me, yeah.
To like, mock you.
Like, you're not that sweet. Don't get too excited. But at least then I wanted to get my profile, and
it took 24 hours
because I was
trying
to recover it, and since live was so bad.
It did finally work.
Yeah, eventually, after like the 10th or 20th try.
Yeah. What are you crying? I did most of the tries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mad Cats making official Rock Band peripherals, wired and wireless guitars, drum sets, and wired microphones. I assume that EA was kind of forced to ink this deal because I think they realize they have a hardware shortage on their hands, and this will probably help them out a lot.
True, true.
It'll be nice, too, if like that way the bass will look different from the regular guitar. And Mad Cats makes good stuff. So
do they? I never liked Mad Cats.
No, I remember I had a Mad Cats racing wheel for the Dreamcast and a controller.
They make good Dreamcast things, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's forever.
Well, this will be officially licensed, so it'll have all the same access and permissions to...
You realize the Dreamcast is almost a 10-year-old system.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, but keep going.
The excellent Burnout Paradise demo just got a nice little boost. It will now support 8-player multiplayer in the demo as opposed to 4.
I never even tried that yet.
Yeah, we need to do it. It's fantastic.
I mean, I haven't even tried it at all.
Yeah, it's so much fun. That game comes out January 14th, and I can't wait.
Right.
I'm kind of miffed about this. So there were rumors earlier in the week that Skype would be coming to the PSP, and it's been confirmed it is coming late January. But it's only hitting the new slim PSPs.
Burn.
What? I don't understand why. Is there like a hardware difference we don't know about?
Well, I'm sure there's some sort of hardware difference.
You're that. They just want us all to rebuy our PSPs.
Yeah, I don't think they really think anyone's going to buy a new PSP for Skype.
I mean, it is nice. If you're on a Wi-Fi spot, you can call other Skype users for free, or you can get Skype credit, same as the PC, and call any landline. So it kind of makes it finally the PSP phone.
I guess so.
And lastly, and this is sort of video game related, both Warner Brothers and then shortly after New Line Cinemas have both gone Blu-ray exclusive. And this even prompted the HD DVD group to cancel their press conference at CES.
I'm surprised they canceled their press conference.
Well,
is this that bad a blow?
I don't think they were expecting it. They just announced it that, hey, we're going to make Blu-rays now. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, but like, don't they still have something to show? I mean, what better way to admit, like, oh, man, we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, you
could
try to, like, you know, keep a calm surface. Like, oh, that's okay. Not like, oh!
Yipes!
No!
Quick, get everybody out!
Go, leave us alone! I don't know. It's a little weird. But there's that Microsoft keynote. I thought there was supposed to be some big announcement.
Well,
anything
I think it's still going on as we record this. So I'll check it when we're finished recording and see if anything's come up. From what I read...
The Ultimate SKU?
Nah, that's still the rumor, but nothing's come out of it. From what I read so far, we've got some more studios coming to the Xbox Live Video Marketplace. They're talking about the whole Zune in the car thing and some more stuff with the Windows Live ID service. Pretty much it.
Okay.
And that's the news.
All right. Pretty intense week, if you ask me. Okay, so we got to move on to what we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our week in gaming.
Yes. Keep doing that. We need to.
Well, you know. I don't even listen to one of yours very much anymore.
Yeah, you got me addicted to it, and then you left.
I just, you know. Anyways, so we want to talk about Final Fantasy XI now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so I got it, you know. I mean, yeah. I beat all the other ones. I've been playing it.
And I got one of those $1.99 startup discs for the PC version at GameStop.
Right. Maybe I'll talk about everything I dislike about it first. First off, I rolled a human warrior.
And I have a human white mage.
Right. And we're on the Pandemonium server, if anybody wants to look for us.
Yeah.
I'm Garrol, G-A-R-O-L.
And I'm Jaerg, J-A-E-R-G.
Your name's retarded.
Your name's awesome.
Shut up.
Garrol.
Garrol's sweet.
It's Carol with a G.
Yours is Farig with a J.
Who's Farig?
A fag.
Cute.
Yes. That wasn't very nice of me.
No.
That was a hateful word. I really feel bad about that. I really want you to cut that out.
Okay.
I don't like saying those words.
Uh-huh.
On live air. Okay. So, first off, the game is like, the user interface is as unfriendly as can be.
Yes.
I mean,
the play online service, which is just an abortion, to just, like, once you get in game, some of it, I mean, they had to make it work on a PS2 controller when it first came out. And it does well enough, but there's just so many things. You're just like, why can't I just, like, click this?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I'm just, I have to use a controller, basically.
Right.
And even still, it's just, you know, you have to use the A button to select everything. And you're just, you know, to select things, you know, it's a lot easier when you can click on them or something. I mean, I understand, it's impressive that they got it to work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But even besides that, I mean, there's no mini map. The map you have is only for the area you are in. Like, people give you quests, and, like, you don't really know exactly what to do.
Yeah, the quest text doesn't give you exact locations. There's no markers.
It's just a very confusing.
Yes.
I mean, you know. And, I mean, I like the combat so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very standard, but it has, like, a dynamic camera angle. We've been just kind of grinding. I mean, we haven't gone too far into it.
No, we just kind of got started.
Yeah, our world seems a little abandoned.
There were some more people on it when I went on this earlier today.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm worried about, like, when, you know, I always hear that, you know, you're going to need groups for everything. I hope
mm-hmm.
I can find them and stuff like that. I mean, I wonder what some of these areas look outside of, like, the one city we've been in this whole time.
Yeah.
Because we've just been doing that one thing. But, I mean, we got level 5 in one city, which isn't too bad.
No.
A little faster
just,
than I thought.
I mean, the biggest thing about it is it's like they drew all their inspiration from the original EverQuest and kind of didn't even pay attention to, like, the last, like, 7 years of MMORPG development after that, they just decided they were going for EverQuest because
yeah.
they knew that was popular.
That may be a problem in that I know, like, I'm so kind of WoW,
mm-hmm.
like, minded. Because
this was,
days.
Like, what, a year before WoW?
A little bit
Two
more,
years.
Yeah.
No, it was 2003, I think.
I think it might have been a little earlier. But, yeah, around then.
No, it was 2003. I
Are
played
sure?
it sophomore year of college.
I think
it
came out in Japan in 2002, though.
Maybe.
But, yeah, it's a couple years before WoW, and it shows. I mean, you know, graphically, it's okay looking.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have, like, a fantastic art style like a lot of Final Fantasies, I feel. I don't know.
No.
But it's fun enough. I'm going to experiment with it some more.
Mm-hmm. As far as a console MMORPG, well, it's kind of your only choice.
Yeah. I imagine a lot of, like, the more interesting things happen, you know, towards higher level end game stuff.
Right.
You know, I want to become a Dark Knight and all that. That'd probably be
I cool. hate that they lock out all the really cool classes. You have to get to level 30, do, like, this epic quest, get the class, and then start back over at level 1.
Yeah.
It's kind of lame.
I guess, but, you know, kind of cool at the same time.
I guess.
You can really work for it. Good reward. I mean, that's when I stopped playing World of Warcraft, when it seemed like there weren't any real big awards waiting for me.
Right.
Like, you know, I got level 53. I'm like, well, if I get level 60, I don't really get anything. I just become level 60.
Right. Like, I got my mount at 40, and then I kind of slowed down.
Yeah, I got my mount
at
40, and I stopped playing for 6 months, and I got back into it. Actually, like, the second I got my mount. So, maybe when I get a Chocobo in this one, I'll be done. I don't know.
Right.
But there you go. All right, so what else have you been playing?
Let's see. Well, the usuals. More Mass Effect, more TF2. There's something bigger that I played this week that I'm forgetting. Well, you, I know here you go. You talk because I know you. You got all the way through a game this week.
Oh, I beat Call of Duty 4.
Yes.
Yeah, I pretty much started. Yeah, I started the campaign earlier in the week. It is a fantastic single player campaign. How far are you in it?
I am the mission where the Brit dudes and your helicopter goes down. It's only like the sixth mission or something.
Okay, right,
not very
right.
far yet.
Yeah, yeah. You have to keep playing because the game is just it's nonstop greatness.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple missions where you kind of play as the price
Soap.
Guy. Yeah,
Soap McTavish.
No. You play as his commander though.
Price, oh, it's like the
15 years. Yeah,
I heard
like,
about that. Yeah,
it's all sniping basically.
Right.
It is really good, and like the last couple levels are awesome. The very last thing you do is really cool. I won't give it away, but
right, I heard it's fantastic.
Right, it's all really, really good stuff. Like, you know, I probably would have put in like a kind of a top five for the year if I had finished it earlier.
Wow.
Yeah, it is really good because it has a very good single player campaign and a really good multiplayer campaign.
That's good.
So I just, you know, lot of good things there. Besides that, like, I've been playing a little bit. I pop in Mario Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I just get a couple stars at a time now.
One thing we did this week that was really cool, actually, is our brother Chris went out and bought a mic stand for our Rock Band mic, which makes it a lot easier if you want to guitar and sing at the same time. It's actually a lot of fun to do. Like, it's really hard, but if you know the song well enough so you don't have to sit there reading the lyrics, it's pretty doable. So if you get the chance to try it, I recommend it. It's pretty cool.
Actually, I didn't actually do the guitar and singing thing yet.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No.
You have to try it.
To try it. Have you been playing anything else? I can't remember.
I played a lot more Mass Effect this week. I'm trying to plug through that game finally while I've got some time. Before classes start again.
I beat Monkey Island 1 on my iPod. That was sweet.
Great game.
And now I'm on to Monkey Island 2.
Also a great game.
Yeah. They are. Can I get CMI on there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I gotta do that next. That's gonna be. How about EMI?
No.
I think so.
Because that would mean you could get Grim Fandango on, and that means I would own an iPod Touch as well.
I wonder how that would even work, though. It's not quite point and click anymore.
No.
But, you know, it'd be interesting. But I love playing those games. It's fun to play them on the go.
Yep.
Or mostly in bed, I guess.
I'm just looking over there. I think that's pretty much all I did. It was either Rock Band or Mass Effect mostly this week.
Okay, then. Well, why don't we move on to the first...
To the awards.
The first and probably last annual Final Fantasy Awards. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got a nice, like, award music playing? Like
of course.
Like a gala affair.
Okay.
We're on the red carpet.
Okay.
Here comes Nobuo Uematsu.
Ooh.
You know, here comes Tetsuya Norimoto. All these famous people. They're all looking their best. They got cute girl on both arms. They're all very excited. Are you excited?
I'm stoked.
All right. For the first category, we have Best Combat. And the nominees are Final Fantasy V. Now, Final Fantasy V, it was, you know, the active time battle system.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about V had the drop system that was fantastic.
Right.
Because Final Fantasy III, it had the drop system, but almost punished you for switching jobs. If you switch jobs, you had to play as that job for a few battles, and like it was gimped until you did.
Right.
It was annoying. But five, you can just switch all the time, and if you mastered a job, then you got certain ability perks and things when you went back to like a mime class.
Huh.
And when you went to the mime class, you can assign different skills that you learned from your other jobs.
Well, that's cool.
So basically, you want to master jobs, and then towards the end of the game, you become the mime class.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think that's what it was called. And then, like, you just give yourself amazing things at that point.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. The next nominee is Final Fantasy X. The circumstance-based something.
Does it have a name?
It does. It does. Situational.
Oh, but,
you know,
okay.
It's a thing where you got to see, like, you know, turns, basically.
Right.
And that was great because that coupled with switching characters, it really gave you a lot of strategy. Like, I mean, because there's a very paper, scissors, rock kind of thing going on. There were, you know, magic obviously worked well against some things. There was, like, quick monsters that you just wanted to use Tidus against. There were, like, the armor monsters you want to use Auron against. The flying monsters you want to use Awaka against.
Right.
So, a lot of strategy there, and that was really cool stuff. Then the third nominee is Final Fantasy XI, which had, you know.
Interesting.
Well, you know, it's got that real-time battle system, which you have to sort of enjoy. The only thing knocking Final Fantasy... Did I say 11?
You did.
I'm at 12.
That's what I thought, kind of, for a second. I was like, oh, wow, I guess he does like 11.
My bad. Oh, I do like 11.
Yeah, I know.
I'm at 12.
12, that's what I thought. Okay.
Sorry, jeez. But, you know.
Yes.
It's like everyone always has like an MMORPG in a single player, except faster paced.
Right.
And with three people that you get to like program, which is it's very cool. The only thing against 12 is that summoning monsters, it's kind of worthless in that one.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, it's all very cool stuff. Is that like a...
The screensaver.
Okay. Saw everything go black, and I was a little worried.
We're good.
All right. So now we have to pick the winner.
My guess is going to be Final Fantasy XII.
That's your guess?
That is my guess.
That is the winner.
All right.
The winner is Final Fantasy XII.
Woo!
Best combat.
And I know this because you and I kind of have this understanding where we can tell if someone's raving about a game that we should go get it and, like, just not ask any questions. And I think you bought Final Fantasy XII something like Halloween last year and called me the next day and just said, go buy Final Fantasy XII. And I was like, okay. And I did.
Yeah, I literally said on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give the game a 10. And I mean, I know, like, now I seem like a big Final Fantasy guy, but this is before I had ever really been in a Final Fantasy.
Right. You just said, this game's amazing, go get it. And I was like, okay. And I was like, hey, this game's amazing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt I love 12. And I haven't really talked about it as much as the other fantasies because I beat it so long ago.
Right.
But it's great. All right, next category is best character.
Okay, what do you got?
I got my first nominee is Locke. Now, he's been my favorite character for a long time.
From Final Fantasy VI, you should mention
that.
Yeah,
from Final Fantasy VI. You know I always liked him. He's just cool. He's very heroic. He's
he's so chivalrous.
Right, exactly. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the nice thing about Six is that you got to mold your character. So even though he's a thief, and normally if he's not very strong, you could still give him, like, all these spells and make him a total badass. So,
right.
You know, I did. Second nominee is Auron from Final Fantasy X.
Also a badass.
He is a big badass. He is the badass. I mean, he's so cool. He's got so many great, like, one-liners. This is your story, and your pain shall be twofold. Oh, he's just awesome. Great character. And the last nominee is Balthier from Final Fantasy XII.
Yes.
He's just, you know, very cool.
He's the character everybody likes from 12.
Yeah.
I mean, he's awesome.
Right.
Okay,
what's your
guess? A tough category because those are three really cool characters.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately I'm going to have to go for you, Locke.
No, my winner is Auron.
Oh, that was my second guess. Dang.
No. Yeah, no, I really do like all those characters. But Auron, I mean, I've always been a sucker for one-liners, I guess.
Right.
If you say something that I can keep saying myself over and over again, chances are I'm going to like
it. I mean, the voice acting in 10 was definitely hit and miss, but he was definitely a hit. That guy who did his voice is brilliant.
You know, it's weird. Like, the voice acting bothered me a lot more in the beginning of 10 than it did, like, 5 hours into
it.
Yeah, you get used to it.
It's also possible, too, that the actors started to find their groove.
I guess so, because I really did feel like, are these guys just doing a better job, or is it me?
Right.
So, I don't know. Okay, next category is best art. The nominees are Final Fantasy VI. It was the first one to, like, not be generic fantasy, actually.
Right.
Or generic Japanese, like, Eastern fantasy, basically.
Right.
It was a little more steampunkish.
Mm-hmm.
They were beginning to do the whole kind of more future thing going
right,
on there.
Right.
That, like, 7 and 8 really embraced. Mm-hmm. It looks like 13 is going to embrace, too.
Yeah.
And then we got 9, which was the PlayStation fantasy one.
Which kind of took the deformed look of the sprites from the 16 and 8-bit and turned it to 3D.
Right. Did a lot, and it has some really cool-looking locations. That's 9. And the third nominee is Final Fantasy X, which did a lot of cool things. That has another completely different art look than all the other Final Fantasies.
Yeah, it's very bright and vibrant.
Yeah, it's inspired very much by, like, the small island Eastern nations, basically.
Right.
Which is, you know, you kind of understand playing it. All right, so what do you think?
I'm going to go with 6.
Nope. Jeez. Final Fantasy 9.
Ah, man.
A lot of cool-looking characters there. Vivi looks great. You know, if I had a fourth nominee for best character, I probably would do Vivi.
Really?
Because he's the only one who isn't a badass that I really like, I guess.
Right.
But Vivi was nice. And a lot of locations from 9 look really cool. It actually has the most, like, giant cities,
mm-hmm.
which is weird since it was on the PlayStation.
Right.
Like, compared... Well, 10, it makes sense there aren't any giant cities because then Sin would go destroy them. And 12 has a couple big cities, too. But 12 looks good, too. But 9 is my pick. Okay, best score. Best all-around score. Dominies are Final Fantasy VI.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've always been a fan of that
yeah.
score. A lot of songs I like there. Terrace theme, Locke's theme, themes. Dancing Mad is a lot of cool one. I played that for you. The Opera. There's a lot of good stuff there. Final Fantasy VII.
Yes, that had great music.
Yeah, it did have a lot of good music. The Final Fantasy VII theme itself is great. I mean, it had the Sephiroth song, the One-Winged Angel.
Right.
Ares theme. There's a lot of good music there. They had Final Fantasy VIII. This is the third nominee.
I didn't hear much of 8, just the ending.
You heard the ending, yeah.
And the opening.
Right, well, those are the two standouts,
right,
basically.
Right, right.
the song Liberi Fatali, I think,
right.
And the ending theme. Guess the winner?
I have no idea which one you're going to go, so I'm just going to guess 7.
6.
Damn, I'm terrible at this.
6.
That was my second. All my second guesses seem to be right.
6? Yeah, 6 was my favorite. It's just really good. I can listen to it all the time. Plus, it's neat because my Game Boy Advance version of the game has the soundtrack built in.
Right.
So I get to listen to that.
No, we have it off iTunes, too.
Right. Best song. Melodies of Life from Final Fantasy IX. I think you heard me play that before.
Yes, I love that song, and yeah. I have a really good for the OC remix of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
I'll have to show it to you. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. I really do like that song. It's the only song with vocals on here. I really, really like it. I just downloaded a new album. It has a weird name, 2002-0220.
Right.
It has a neat orchestrated version. It starts out with A Place to Call Home, another one of my favorites, actually. Mm-hmm. Then it goes into – it's cool because it goes into the Japanese version of Melodies of Life. But then for just one verse, she sings it in English. It's really cool.
That is cool.
It's really cool. Second nominee is Xanarkand.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love that song. Such and the OC remix of that is fantastic, too.
The Black Mage's version of that, The Sky's
a Bot,
is amazing. But really good piano piece. Then the third nominee is Dancing Mad. Like the 12-minute long.
Kefka Final Boss
Battle
music. Yeah,
the Kefka Final. It has a lot of cool melodies in it. It's just some really cool stuff going on there. Especially, it has like my favorite, like,
the kind of opening organ progression in the title screen.
Which I might want to start this podcast with, actually.
Okay, I could do that.
Okay, good. All right, those are nominees. What's your pick?
I'm going to guess, and this is, for the record, my favorite. I'm going to say Xanarkand.
My favorite is Melodies of Life.
Ah.
I really like Melodies of Life. Really grew on me. That song came out of nowhere for me.
Right.
I didn't think I would like one of the vocal songs, but that was good stuff. All right, best story.
Mm.
Final Fantasy VI.
Yes,
which
fantastic
is,
story.
Yeah.
The cool thing about that was, like, the characters you focused on more in your party, they became the more main character.
Yeah, and I think you got to the halfway point.
Yeah.
Okay, you did.
And years past, I did.
Okay, so you know about the World of Ruin.
Yes.
Okay, so it was just a complete tonal shift.
Mm-hmm.
When all of a sudden the whole world was basically destroyed. It was like 1 year later.
Right.
It was
right.
You play as cells and you're on an island. You have to go look for your friends. Just awesome, bleak stuff.
Right.
So I love 6. Then my second pick is Final Fantasy 8.
Which, like you said, it seemed to start off really slow.
Yes, it did start for a little
of
slow.
Of all the endings that I watched with you, that was my favorite ending.
It was, because it was sweet, because it was just...
It was very satisfying.
Right. It was satisfying. A lot of the endings aren't satisfying. 7 does not have a satisfying ending.
Well,
6 doesn't, really.
Well, they made the movie.
Yeah. But 8's very sad, because it's a love story,
mm-hmm.
basically. And, you know, when Renoa...
Yeah, they didn't leave
together.
It ambiguous. They showed them getting together,
right.
Which was nice.
It was a nice touch. But that was a love story. There's a lot of cool things there about identity. There was a subplot with a character named Luna that I don't want to talk about too much for you, but like basically they kept having flashbacks about this guy named Laguna. And like he eventually like all of that stuff he learned, he became a major part of the story.
Right.
It was really cool how that worked out. And the third nominee is Final Fantasy X. Which is probably the most complete narrative of the Final Fantasy.
Right.
Because it's being told to you the whole time. That's the one thing it had advantage-wise with the whole lack of a world map and a linear kind of path. Because, you had a linear story.
Right.
And so those are the nominees.
I'm going to say, for you, 6?
Final Fantasy 10.
Jeez.
Did you get 1 yet?
I got the first one, right?
Best combat, yeah. You did. But no, 10, like I said, linear story, very well told. The ending, not as satisfying as it could be,
right,
I guess.
I agree.
It was ambiguous, but besides that, very, very good.
10 too.
I guess I do. All right, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. The best game. 4 nominees. First nominee is Final Fantasy VI.
Of course.
Second nominee is Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay.
Third nominee is Final Fantasy X.
Okay.
Fourth nominee is Final Fantasy 12. Help me out here, Ash Guy. I don't have a pick yet.
Oh!
Help me out.
Well.
Talk to me a little bit.
Okay, so Final Fantasy 6, I think, is the pinnacle of 16-bit RPG design, equaled only maybe by Chrono Trigger.
It is.
With what limited tech they had, they created a very complete, compelling experience. And that matches any of the other games you mentioned that list for all their 3D gimmickry.
Mm-hmm.
What was next on the list? 8? like you said, 8 started very slow.
It did.
Even you had a hard time getting through.
I thought I wasn't going to like it.
Yeah. And me personally, I was not a fan of the whole stock and draw magic system.
The cool thing about that, though, is when you begin to attribute your magic to your stat points, and you begin to realize that is how your character grows, and you can see all the options there, it kind of opens up your world a bit. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
I just not like being able to just rely on having my MP going, like, because I didn't play that game that much.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
You have to remember to constantly be drawing and stocking stuff.
Yeah.
If you forget about that and then you need it, you're screwed. There's nothing you could do.
Right.
What's next, 10?
10.
10, I think, I like the battle system. It was a good change of pace. I think some of the story is a little confusing.
It is.
And like you said, it's very linear. I kind of didn't like that a little bit. I missed the world map
really?
And the airship and everything.
I kind of like linearness.
That was always
like
the good landmark is when you got your airship and you could go wherever.
I guess.
I mean, it certainly has its advantages. It keeps it like a more focused experience. And like I said, some of the voice acting kind of really kills it for me in that game. Like that one part that you had to do 8 million times in the ending. I mean, you said it didn't bother that much, but where like Tidus, like he finally sees his dad after this whole thing. And the line he has is, "I hate you." But the way he says it is, "I hate you." Because, like, you could tell they were cramming it into the Japanese lip sync. Like, stuff like that really bothered me in that game. 12, from what I played, I find very little faults in it. I love the battle system. I love the characters. I love the graphics. I love pretty much everything about it that I've played so far.
The biggest fault with 12 might lie in story.
Really? Now, what I understand is the story of that game focuses more on kind of the world and the politics than it does on the individual characters.
Right. It's not a character-driven narrative at all. And the ending, in that respect, is kind of unsatisfying, and it is confusing. Mm-hmm. And they bring in some weird malevolent sort of mythical creatures in the end.
Oh, okay.
Kind of make things a little bit more weird. Okay, it's just been so long since I played 12, kind of forget the greatness sometimes.
Well, what do you say,
Mike? I have a hard time picking a winner.
The envelope, please.
Okay, what's your pick? What do you think I'm going to pick?
I think you're going to go... I actually think you're going to go with 6. Well, he looks so pensive. He looks like he's in pain.
I got to say something today.
It's like saying, which of your children
do you love
the most?
I got to say a favorite today, but this may not be my favorite a month from now. It may not be my favorite 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All
right.
Final Fantasy 10.
Wow.
There it is.
I would have thought of all 4 of them, that would have been the bottom.
I mean, you saw how fast I played through it.
You did. You did play through it very quickly.
And I couldn't stop liking it. I love all those. I mean, like
right.
I said.
They're all great.
Like I said, I could say either all of those and not have a problem. There's some that I didn't even put on there that I didn't talk about much in the awards, but I like a lot. 5, obviously, I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
5 is great. 7 was a lot of fun. I mean, 7 gets knocked a lot because, it's overrated.
It's the mainstream one.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Right.
And it broke a lot of ground for RPGs.
Right.
I liked 9 a lot. The only ones, 1 through 4 were the only ones that weren't very spectacular, I would say. From 5 on, they're all just about pretty good. So today, I picked 10.
All right.
Like I said, the voice acting, I got used to it. The story was probably by far my favorite story, really. Good characters, so there's a lot to like about it.
Cool.
Okay, that's it. Talk about the weekly game releases. Did you enjoy the Final Fantasy Awards?
I did, and...
Your record wasn't
It's
going
to be weird
not
to talk about Final Fantasy every week now, unless we play more Final Fantasy 11.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, here's the downloadable releases we had last week. For the Wii Virtual Console, headlining our releases as we go into 2008, Bubble Bobble.
Woo!
Which is a fantastic game.
This is one of my childhood games.
Yes, the thing is, I think I played it so much as a kid, I actually might be burned out on it.
Maybe. But
I think downloading. I mean, I love it. We played it a ton, but I have no desire to get it right now. I played it, I'm done with it.
I think I want to download it just for my collection's sake, you know?
Right.
But... I mean, that was a childhood favorite.
Oh, you're stepping on it. I was like, what was that noise? It's like guitar.
Like guitar. I love that game.
Next up is Light Crusader for the Genesis. Each day, more good townspeople of Green Row have been mysteriously disappearing. Oh, no. What kind of game is it? It's an action RPG.
Is it another Zelda?
Solve puzzles and use your best combination of brains and brawn to save the kingdom.
Sounds like Zelda again.
Yeah. and Top Hunter for the Neo Geo. They've been going nuts with the Neo Geo games since they started that.
There's been nonstop Neo Geo.
Let's see what kind of game this is. Retractable arms to grab enemies or other objects. I guess it's some kind of side-scrolling action game, maybe. The game uses a unique system where the action happens on two planes with the player switching between them at will.
Two That's planes? Is it like those Dragon Ball Z fighting games? Those
I guess,
are awesome.
But it's a side-scroller.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
those,
I do know.
I had to play that Saturn one.
Yeah.
That's like the best import I have. The Saturn Dragon Ball Z game. If you guys know what I'm talking about, high fives.
Yeah, it is good.
Xbox Live Arcade got Metal Slug 3, huh?
Yeah.
I see the screen now. I can kind of jump
you're
in
looking
here.
Yeah, you all this. I feel weird.
I can jump in
but
here.
Yes, Metal Slug 3.
Did you download it on my Xbox or something?
No.
Then why was it on there? I never downloaded
Maybe
it.
You have the auto download thing turned on.
Interesting. But I played the demo.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I mean, it's Metal Slug. I played it. Apparently, for the curious, they censored the game a bit. The zombie things, they don't throw up blood. They just throw up now. But if you change one of the settings to Japan instead of America, you get the blood back.
Ooh, blood code.
Yes.
I played the demo. You know, my biggest problem, it's really fun. Some enemies just have too much HP.
Yeah, that's
kind of
a
problem. They have a lot of health.
PlayStation Network saw nothing. Just some Rock Band.
I was wondering what Nada was. I'm like, never heard of that game.
And GameTap, three crummy arcade games I've never heard of. B-Wings, it's a vertical shooter. Express Rider, I don't know what it is. And Vanguard, it's a horizontal shooter.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's get the weekly game releases.
Okay.
I want to say these.
I know, it's your gig.
This is my job. Excuse me. You can just cut that out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first off, for the 360 on January 8th, Kingdom Under Fire Circle of Doom.
There's a demo for that out. I haven't tried it yet, but the people like the Kingdom Under Fire games.
I guess so. This is more of an RPG than an RTS, I guess this thing says.
Right.
But there you go. Sonic Riders Zero Gravity.
That's coming
for the Wii,
out? I thought it just got like announced.
For the Wii and PS2, January 8th. I didn't realize it was only a Wii and PS2 affair.
Yeah.
You bought the first one for some
it's
reason.
It's not bad.
It might be bad.
It's okay.
If you say so. Omega 5 is, I guess, the XBLA game coming out.
People seem excited about it.
Why? It's another
it.
Scrolling shooter.
Yeah, I'm kind of over
January
those.
9th. NFL Tour, Xbox 360 and PS3.
That's the rebranding of the NFL Street games.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess the new NFL commissioner kind of wants to get rid of that image of NFL players being all thug and stuff. So now they're like going on like a very official, nice tour of America and playing
I
some
like
games.
That. Classy.
Yes.
Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, The Beginning of Destiny.
Ooh, that sounds important.
January 8th. It's a puzzle game. It sounds important. I think we all need to buy it and play it. Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. Wii, PS2,
PSP. I
want to
try this game so
January
bad.
Yeah, it could be neat.
It's going to be awesome.
Phoenix Wright-ish.
Be good on the PSP.
Yeah. Jackass the Game, January 8th for the DS.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Probably mini games, I imagine. World Championship Pinball for the PS2.
No, that's Paintball.
Paintball for the PS2, January 7th. It's Paintball. I remember they tried making all these paintball mods
I know,
a while
like
ago.
Why?
Luxor, Pharaoh's Challenge, Wii. January 8th.
It's kind of like Zuma. You have it with your Xbox game disc.
Yeah.
Arcade disc.
They want me to pay like full price for it now?
I guess.
Dance Dance Revolution, Disney Channel, PS2.
What?
January 8th. Hey, there's a lot of really popular Disney Channel.
Hannah Montana, Kim Possible, and more.
Jeez.
I'm sure there's High School Musical stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sea Monsters, a prehistoric adventure for the DS, January 7th. Remember that one? What was that one game underwater?
Echo?
No. You're a guy. And you had a snorkel, and you're just underwater. Sort of the PC.
Oh, that old kind of edutainment game?
Yeah.
Treasure Cove or Something Cove.
There's a bunch of them. But
Something Cove.
I won't ever played that one. They were awesome.
It was Something Cove.
They were hardcore.
It was a sweet game.
It was. All right. That's it. For releases, let's go to 4-1-1.
Uh-huh.
And we have anticipated games of 08. Is this the top 10?
It's Derek Robbins.
Oh, I think it is. Let's go through it real quick.
10th hour, yeah.
Yeah, this is it. Derek Robbins, top 10 anticipated games of 08. He's plugging
Here we
in.
Go.
All right. Ready? It's down there a little bit more.
Oh, wait. That's not the list. That's something else. There it is.
You're very bad at this. Number 10 is No More Heroes. Are you looking for No More Heroes?
My excitement for the game was diminished when I saw that footage of it where they showed the damn thing where it's like we take this great action game. Now we got the guy clumsily carrying coconuts for a vendor. I hate it when the Japanese do crap like that.
True. I mean, I'm not, I have some hopes.
it bombed in Japan.
I heard.
Suda51 was on hand to sell the game at one of the big stores in Tokyo. Like, no one came.
Mm.
He was just standing there by himself and, like, his assistant producer. I kind of felt bad for him.
Jeez.
Because that would suck.
Number 9, the Mother 3 fan translation. I gotta understand this. I don't understand why they're not just releasing this game.
I don't either. I mean, people have been clamoring for it for years. It makes so much money. I mean, they keep putting these characters in Smash Brothers. People know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, when Fire Emblem went to Smash Brothers, that game never been in America. And then all of a sudden we had it. Number 8, Little Big Planet. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to play around with it.
7, Grand Theft Auto 4. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
6, Ninja Gaiden 2.
He has it listed for PS3. Is it coming to PS3?
I don't think so.
I don't think they said anything about that.
Ooh, sorry, Derek. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't think so.
What's 5? Devil May Cry. I am
excited.
I'm really excited for that.
Apparently, actually, on the PS3 version, you have to. It's not an option. You have to install 5 gigabytes of data to the hard drive, but there are no loading times.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
4, StarCraft 2.
I can't wait.
I doubt it'll come out 2008. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, I kind of agree, but I can't wait. And this is
speaking
definitely
of
not.
Speaking of coming out 2008, Final Fantasy 13.
There's no way on God's green earth that's coming out next year.
This year, AJ.
It's 2008, isn't it?
Even weirder.
No, I will bet like everything I own that game is coming out.
I'd love for it to come out.
Oh, I'd be happy.
I'd be
except
ecstatic.
I wouldn't have a PS3 anymore, I guess, since I just bet it off. But
yeah. Number 2, Metal Gear Solid 4. I was about to say this is my number 1 pick until I saw what his number 1 pick is.
Yeah. But that game, mark my words, Christmas.
No.
Mark my words.
Maybe. Either way, I think it's this year.
It is this year. It's Christmas.
Number 1, Super Smash Bros. Ball, definitely.
Yep,
definitely
about
my number
that.
1. Definitely my number 1. Easily my number 1.
Woohoo!
It's top 3. Really are my top 3, actually. So very good look. Very good list, Derek. Go back to the main page, Edge Guy.
Alrighty.
Let's see what else we got. Got the negative Edge News reports by Tommy Kalama. Of course, Six Axis by Mark Salmella. Go down to the columns, Edge Guy. See how I should be doing this stop. Game Plan by James McGee. It's talking about
Games Gone Wrong. Ooh, this
Crimson
I want.
Butterfly.
I want to see this.
What is that?
I don't know.
Well, you can't just read it now.
I just want to see pictures. Oh, yeah, there's like, it looks like Fatal Frame.
Looks kind of weird.
Japanese schoolgirls.
Looks a little weird. It looks interesting. We have the games Fact or Fiction.
Oh, this was the big one.
This was the triple threat, if you will, between, it was between me, Theo Frazier of the Nintendo Files, and Mark Salmella. Salmella. I always say Salmella. Of Six Axis. So we kind of had the three consoles represented. It was pretty good, I think. What did you think of it, Ash? I know you read it.
It was epic. I agreed with some things you guys said. I disagreed with some things. But
what did you disagree that I said?
What was the one you said?
Probably something about Wii Fit. You don't think it's going to be an amazing seller?
No. Oh, you said I'd have to look at it.
Okay. You don't have to get worried. But, yeah, that's about what's going on around there.
All right.
Okay. That's, I guess, the show.
Yeah. How long did we go? 43 minutes.
I thought it might be a little short.
Yeah.
We didn't play very much, and there wasn't
very
much news.
No, we need to play more games. Nothing was coming out new to play. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay
to have a short show every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's last week's long show.
Yeah, we had an epic last week. We thought that was going to be short.
Yeah, this is the short one.
So how do you like recording on our new equipment?
I don't know. It's okay. It's fine. I hope I get a stand soon.
Yeah, we'll have to invest in that.
I want to hear how it sounds first. Mm-hmm. But it was good. We had a good show. Be sure to check us out at our site on the Exploding Barrel blog at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can contact me at tokoto@gmail.com. You can contact AdgeGuy at AdgeGuy711@gmail.com.
Also be sure to check out 411mania.com/games
for all
the fun stuff that's up there, including us.
And I'm distracted by the video of Britney Spears going crazy on my TV.
Oh, yeah, they like took her off in an ambulance. Then they took her kids. I feel bad for her kids, man.
You know what?
Her kids, they took them out, too. I think K-Fed's getting... Oh, there's Lindsay guzzling more booze. What are we watching?
What the heck is
that? Whoa! That guy, that crane operator, must be hitting some booze, too. He just smashed something into the side of a building.
Yeah, now we're really coming to... What the heck was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.